Dr. Larson will now start our reviews.
Imagine the situation where one of your referring dentists calls and indicates that Jennifer, who you treated 2 years ago, had fallen and traumatically intruded her upper right central incisor. The dentist suggests that orthodontic extrusion may be required, but is wondering whether it should be done immediately or later. He has heard that early extrusion may encourage root resorption and/or ankylosis. How do you answer this question of treatment timing for traumatically intruded incisors? I just read an article dealing with this very question in the August 2009 issue of Dental Traumatology and would like to share the results with you. The article comes from Brazil and is called Immediate versus Late Orthodontic Extrusion of Traumatically Intruded Teeth. I want to make sure you understand the methodology of this paper because it puts the conclusions in proper perspective. This was a review of the literature in which case reports were combined that met certain inclusion criteria. One of the criteria was that there had to be at least 1 year follow-up after extrusion. The authors originally identified 55 publications, and this was reduced to 13 after all criteria were applied. So the resulting sample was 22 traumatically intruded teeth in 13 subjects. The treatment these subjects received was classified as immediate if it happened within the first 3 months, and delayed if done later. The age, gender, complications, treatment time, and treatment success were all recorded. The immediate group was compared to the delayed group to answer the treatment timing question. Overall, 21 of the 22 teeth were successfully treated, although nearly half had some sort of complication, such as mild to moderate root resorption. 18 of the teeth were treated immediately, with extrusion started an average of 2 weeks after the injury. Only 4 were classified as delayed. Nearly all the teeth required endodontic treatment, whether the root was mature or not. The big difference was in treatment time. The delayed group required treatment several times longer than the immediate treatment group. The limitation of this report was that it was based on a combined series of case reports. We all know that the cases that tend to be published are those that demonstrate successful treatment strategies, so this is likely a biased sample. With that limitation noted, it does seem to indicate that treatment time is much less when immediate extrusion is done. And that fact, combined with the lack of severe root resorption in these cases, indicates that it is a relatively safe procedure. So until we have better evidence, it appears that early extrusion happens faster with no more complications, and is therefore probably the best recommendation. So now, when you talk to your referring dentist about Jennifer, the patient who has the intruded incisor, you will likely suggest that after soft tissue healing, you should begin orthodontic extrusion immediately. For additional information about orthodontic extrusion of traumatically intruded incisors, you can find this complete article in the August 2009 issue of the journal Dental Traumatology.